to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F. Switch.
And this is episode 123, right?
Correct.
All right. Before we get to today's topic, I want to mention, you know, on episode 115, the mountains episode?
Yes.
I made this this joke about Ronald Raiden, and then we talked about Ronald Raiden for a little bit. You remember? And, you know, it would be Ronald Reagan wearing a, you know, a farmer's hat or a rice hat.
Okay,
And then with electricity powers or whatever. And a listener by the name of Randall from Wenatchee, Washington. I don't know
if
that's, I'm saying the name of the city correctly. But he did a sort of visual rendering of that idea of Ronald Raiden, and so it's really neat. It's a really neat picture that he created of Ronald Raiden.
Where can users check that out?
Users can go to the Legacy Music Hour Facebook page and find a posting of that picture of Ronald Raiden made by Randall from Wenatchee, Washington. So thanks to Randall. Also, there's another listener named Benjamin Sawyer from St. Louis, Missouri. He brought to our attention a comic book, I guess, but it's online that he's been doing that is sort of his own sort of reimagining of Blaster Master.
Right.
So it's a Blaster Master webcomic, and it's endorsed by Sunsoft. And, I mean, it follows the storyline of Blaster Master. And, reimagined him as a sort of emo kind of guy.
Sure.
In this. And, instead of the tank top wearing guy in the original, you know, I think he's wearing a tank top in the original.
Okay.
That's, you can check that out at Blaster Master Comic. Oh, no, just blastercomic.com.
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 Okay.
And that's Benjamin Sawyer from St. Louis, Missouri's Blaster Master webcomic. And, I think that's that.
All right.
So, two listeners down, and four more listeners to go.
Four more to go.
Yeah, to mention all the listeners we have. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, right.
That's it. That's all I have to say. And so let's move on to today's topic. Role playing games.
RPGs.
This is our second time delving into this topic. Okay. The last time we did it was in episode 46.
Right.
And, there's a ton of stuff, obviously. There's tons of role-playing games.
Countless.
And the soundtracks are huge also. You know what I mean? There's not just like 15 to 20 tracks in each game. I mean, you've got 60 to over 100 sometimes, you know, in some of these games.
Of course.
And so there's a lot to listen to, you know. And I was having trouble at one point, you know, picking between, you know, delving into new stuff that I haven't heard before, or that we haven't heard on the podcast, and stuff that that we have heard from, and, or, you know, tracks that I've been wanting to play that I've had saved from other, you know, games that I've listened to in the past for past episodes.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to balance that out, and then at one point I just decided, you know, I'm just going to pick from all games we haven't heard from, you know what I mean? Just go completely into the unknown, sort of, you know, and bring to the listeners stuff that they might have not heard from, you know, because it's new. If it's new to us, I think it probably might be new to a lot of the listeners. You know?
Absolutely.
So, and then I had this thought that I wanted to propose to you, was that what if we made this a two-part episode, you know, where all the tracks we pick on this episode are all from new games, or, you know, new to the podcast games, and then we do the second part when it's all tracks that are games that we have heard from.
And
And
what did I say?
And you said absolutely not. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I thought that was a great idea.
Okay,
that's a great suggestion. Yeah, and yeah, I think why not? There's so much
there's
to cover.
There's so much to cover. Yeah,
and
so, yeah.
I always like the fact that we can bring new stuff that people haven't heard of, and it's new to a lot of this stuff is new to me as well. So.
Yeah, right. Oh, me too. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're gonna do. So let's get right into it. I mean, by the way, I want to just mention some of these. There's huge role playing game franchises that I didn't even know about, or I just didn't know how big they were, actually, you know.
Okay.
Like the Megami Tensei games, there's a couple on for the Famicom, and then there's a bunch for the Super Famicom.
Okay.
I mean, I listened to a ton of stuff on this episode. I listened to all those games, which there's a lot of, and I didn't even realize that there were that many games for, you know, that were out for that franchise. And then there was the Fire Emblem games. I listened to all of those. And I listened to all the Ys things, you know.
Sure.
And so, you know, obviously, you know, I didn't really get into the Final Fantasy stuff or any of the obvious stuff on this episode. But all right, so let's get into it. I'm going to start things off here with from a game that I'm surprised we haven't played on the podcast yet. But this is a Konami game by the name of Lagrange Point. And you know about this soundtrack, right? This is an interesting soundtrack because it uses a special chip known as the VRC7, it allowed for more sound channels, even more sound channels than the VRC6, which, you know, is used by the Japanese version of Castlevania 3, and this doesn't even sound like this is a Famicom game.
Right.
Okay, it doesn't even sound like Famicom. It sounds like Genesis or TurboGrafx.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like Genesis pretty much. It totally has FM synth sounding stuff going on because of the sound chip that was made it so that the sound could be better or, you know, higher or more advanced, I guess. So the composer on this is, I would say, is unknown for this track I'm going to play. But I do know that the composer Aki Hata did do a lot of the tracks on the soundtrack, not this particular one. But this one is called Departure and Arrival, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty sexy.
Okay.
And it's from Lagrange Point for the Famicom. Music from Lagrange Point for the Famicom.
You're right, that sounds nothing like Famicom.
I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, this just doesn't sound like... So this is Departure and Arrival, and can you imagine this is coming out of a Nintendo? You know? Not possible.
It's pretty nuts.
Pretty smooth, though, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I mean, this just doesn't sound... There's just... Listen, this part's the best right here. I love that pitch bending situation that happened just now.
Yeah.
Boom. Anyway, cool. I mean, Famicom, you know? Lagrange Point, Konami.
Beautiful fade out. I like it. I'm going to go with Albert Odyssey, and this is a Super Famicom title. which comes to us from Sunsoft and famed composer Naoki Kodaka.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I didn't...
Kodaka.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, I saw your track listing. I didn't, aside from one of the tracks you picked, I didn't even check out any of those games that you picked. And I just didn't even know about them. You know, that's how many games there are out there. You know, I didn't even come across those games.
Too many.
I mean, there's one track you picked one game that you have on your list that I did listen to.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Albert Odyssey is a tactical role playing game, and it was actually released on Sega Saturn in '96 as well.
Right. Right. Right.
But the composer is the same as well.
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm wondering what that soundtrack mm-hmm. sounds like, because I want to see what Naoki Kodaka can do with that hardware.
Sure.
What was going on then?
Sure, yeah.
But in the meantime, I have a Super Famicom track for you, In a Strange New World. Strange New World. Right.
Uh-huh.
And that is from Albert Odyssey, Naoki Kodaka, Super Famicom. Beautiful piece. Mm. And it's got that arpeggio situation, which I noticed is prominent in a lot of RPG games that I listen to.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it's something with RPG games. That
well, you know, it's the whole idea of it being really sweeping and romantic. You know, mm-hmm. when I say romantic, I don't mean like love. I mean just... Emotional, you know, and
right.
and cinematic, and
okay.
that's I think that's where the arpeggios come into play, you know.
It's a nice, a beautiful piece, and sometimes I feel like we are in a strange new world. Don't you feel that way sometimes, Rhett?
Yeah, I do.
I'm glad I have you here by my side, though.
Thank you. Thank you for feeling that way. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to a Super Nintendo game. A lot of my picks were from Japanese-only releases. This game did come out in North America. It's called The Seventh Saga. Saga.
Yeah.
Saga. The Seventh Sagat.
Right,
Seventh Sagat. The Seventh Sagat. How about that?
I like that.
You know? Not Romancing Sagat.
No, The Seventh Sagat.
The Seventh Sagat.
Right.
You know, it's his offspring. It's his kin.
Right.
His heirs, you know? The Seventh Saga. This is music composed by Norihiko Yamanuki. And we're going to hear a track called, I guess, Vilma Pelin, I guess, or something like that.
Okay.
Wilm Pelin. I don't know. I think it's Vilma Pelin, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Something like that. All right. The Seventh Saga for the Super Nintendo. Thank you. This is music from The Seventh Saga, music by Norihiko Yamanuki, and this is Wilma Pelling, I mean, or something.
Okay.
Maybe Wilma Pelling?
Wilma Pelling, I think is a correct pronunciation.
Right, that's correct, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, this is a nice track, and... actually trying to do less talking on this episode so that we can squeeze in some little extra warm music,
yeah.
You know?
Okay. I'm going with Treasure.
Right. That's the one game I did listen to that was on your list.
Right.
And I had a track pick from that as a backup track.
Was it one of the ones I picked?
I don't, let me just see actually. Which one did you pick?
I'm going to go with Field Chapter 1.
Oh, I had opening theme.
Yeah, I like the opening theme as well.
Yeah.
I like both of those, but I think I'm going to go with Field Chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from Shinobu Ogawa and Minoru Yuasa.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure. Treasure, a.k.a. Minato no Treasure, Sega Genesis, right there, and that is from composers Shinobu Ogawa and Minoru Yuasa. And Shinobu Ogawa composed Beast Wrestler, Gyarus, and Valis, which is, so you know what you're getting.
Right.
Turn this part up real quick. I like the sprinkles that are about to happen.
The sprinkles, yeah.
Sprinkles.
I know about the sprinkles.
Yes.
Oh. That's a sprinkle.
They're right there. Oh, another one.
Yeah, sprinkled all over.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to move on to a game called Solid Runner. Solid Runner. And this is not Liquid Runner or Blade Runner, Solid Runner. But I actually mentioned Blade Runner because this soundtrack has a really kind of futuristic sound to it. It's really high-tech sounding, and I don't know, I get this kind of cyberpunk feel from the soundtrack. It's really kind of an advanced soundtrack. It's a Super Famicom game.
Okay.
This came out in 1997 or something like that. It was one of those later Super Famicom games, you know? So really, the technology... I mean, it sounds really high-tech. And the music is composed by Mitsuhito Tanaka and Toshiaki Sakoda. And also, I'm getting Pure Sound is also a composer or some sort. Pure Sound. So we're going to hear Meeting with Ion from Solid Runner for the Super Famicom. is music from Solid Runner, Meeting with Ion, music composed by Mitsuhito Tanaka, Toshiaki Sakoda, and Pure Sound. Anyway, like I said, it's got a kind of, something sounds kind of, it sounds sort of futuristic, and this one doesn't sound as high-techy as some of the other tracks in this game, but anyway, yeah, I like this part a lot right here. Dun, 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 dun. It's got really good sound design, I think, on this.
Let's see, moving along, I will be going Lennis. Kodai Kikai no Kyoku.
You mean Paladin's Quest.
Paladin's Quest.
Paladin's Quest in North America.
Right, right. This is a Copia System game. And the composer for this one is Kohei Tanaka. I will be playing Momentary Peace. Momentary Peace. So beautiful.
That's nice.
A little melancholy.
So nice.
And it comes to us from Kohei Tanaka. This is, I think, a lot of RPG tracks follow this style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very fitting for the style of gameplay. I myself am not an RPG player, as I have stated.
Mm-hmm.
I think just about every other episode during our first 50 episodes. Do you remember that?
What?
I would always say that I am not an RPG player.
Oh, right, yeah.
I was really adamant about that.
Right, but I would say that you're an RPG guy as it comes to music, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm down with RPG. You know me. Sure.
Yeah. Right. I'm gonna move on to a game here called Majin Tensei 2 Spiral Nemesis, and this is one of the this is part of the Megami Tensei series of games. It's some sort of a spin-off or something. Anyway, it's part of the series. So Majin Tensei 2 Spiral Nemesis, and there's two composers who worked on this soundtrack. And it's funny because their styles are really different, and you can really hear their styles being different in the game. One of them is more kind of techno-y, kind of a techno style situation. The other one's more jazzy and kind of experimental, kind of, I don't know, jazzy, but also, I don't know, progressive.
Sure.
That composer, we're going to hear one of those tracks, and that composer's name is Misaki Okibe, and this is a Super Famicom game, and yeah, I had a tough time picking which track I was going to pick, but I'm going with Karen. Okay, Karen.
Okay.
Again, this is composer Misaki Okibe from Majin Tensei 2 Spiral Nemesis, and this track, it's very nice, very melodic, but then the melody kind of, it goes kind of dissonant at one point, and it's kind of gets weird, but it's cool though. It's cool. I still am able to follow it and still enjoy it. So this is a nice piece. Here you go. Ajin Tensei 2. This is Karen from composer Misaki Okibe. Dun, dun, dun. I like that. And then here it gets kind of dissonant. It's interesting.
Reminds me of Gymnopédie.
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah. Da, 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 da. I love that melody. It's so nice. Da, da, da. And you know, I said that this composer does the more jazzier tracks in the in this game. This isn't so much of a jazzy track, but anyway, yeah.
Sorcerian is what I am going to play next. This is from the Sega Genesis. And I have composers listed as the Falcom Sound Team, JDK.
Yeah, Falcom.
I have also, I guess they're part of it, Tokuhiko Wabo and Hiroshi Kubota.
Well, it's weird because I think Tokuhiko Wabo is not, he wasn't in the Falcom. He's a Sega guy, you know?
Right, right.
I don't understand what that means exactly. I'll do some research into that. But Falcom, you know, they did the Ease games, and they did they did a lot of stuff, you know. But I'm not sure how that works out exactly. But yeah.
Well, for this particular track and our player, the only composers listed were Hiroshi Kubota and Tokuhiko Wabo.
Okay.
And you know, it's funny you mentioned that because listening to the Sorcerian soundtrack, I did feel like I was listening to Ease.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which Ease?
Ease 3.
Ease 3. Yeah.
Ease 3. Mm-hmm. Definitely, it had that vibe to it.
Yeah.
I will be playing Beautiful Day because it is a beautiful day.
But it's always a beautiful day when you're around.
Oh.
How do you like that?
I like it very much. Here we go. Beautiful Day from the game Sorcerian.
Yeah, and I was able to figure out a little bit about what the composer situation on this was.
Okay.
So the original game, it was actually a computer game, a Japanese computer game.
Right.
And that was by Falcom and the Falcom team.
Okay.
When it was put on the Mega Drive, they did a lot of new, there's a lot of new music that was composed for it, and this, it's not all of them, but some of the tracks are, but I think a lot of the tracks in the Mega Drive version are new to the Mega Drive version.
Sure.
Or something like that. So some tracks are used from the Falcom, you know, from the original computer game, or something like that. Anyway, so.
You know, Wikipedia lists Yuzuki Shiro as a composer.
Well, I think he was on the Falcom team. Yeah.
Okay.
At
that's
one
why.
Point, yeah.
That's why.
And so, I think, yeah. But yeah, so, but apparently a lot of the tracks in this were new tracks.
Well, this one reminds me a lot of Ease 3.
Okay,
no
yeah.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. It's got that vibe.
Up He's five.
Okay.
Which we haven't heard from on the podcast yet. We've heard from a couple of Wii's games.
I thought he was three, but I guess he's five. Sure.
Yeah, that's right. He's a big boy now. he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy. This is the full title is Ease 5 Ushinawa Reta Tsunano Miyako Kefin. And but I guess if you prefer you can get that without caffeine. And no, I'm just kidding. This is a Super Famicom game, and the composers on this are, I think these are all Falcom guys, Mieko Ishikawa, Naoki Kaneda, Satoshi Arai, Atsushi Shirakawa, and Masaru Nakajima. Okay, it's a Falcom team. I think that's a true Falcom team right there. You know,
yeah,
and we're gonna hear Residence. Gosh, I had a hard time picking between two tracks on this one. Residence is the track we'll be hearing from Ease 5 for the Super Famicom. Ease 5, Ushinawa Reta Tsunano Miyako Kefin. Music by Mieko Ishikawa, Naoki Kaneda, Satoshi Arai, Atsushi Shirakawa, and Masaru Nakajima. This is Residence. I like this part right here. I like that part a lot right there. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice. I was moving my mouth towards the mic and Brent boosted the volume. Okay. Warsong, a.k.a. Langrisser.
Right, yeah. That's a Warsong, the North American title for that. Yeah.
Sega Genesis title also relieved on... relieved.
relieved. Yeah.
So released.
Yeah, well, we were talking about Solid Runner earlier. And,
right. Yeah. And then Liquid Runner.
I think you're thinking of different things.
Relieving
here.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, relieving things.
The composers for this soundtrack, Noriyuki Wadare.
Yeah, that's the you're buddies with that guy, right?
You know, we're boys, Facebook boys. Isao Mizoguchi and Hiroshi Fujioka. Great tracks on this one as well. I'm going to go with Friendly Fight, Player Phase 1. Friendly Fight, Player Phase 1 from the game War Song.
Yeah, I forgot. I actually did listen to this soundtrack as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is right up my alley. This is
sure.
Exactly Rob F. Switch style right here.
Mm-hmm.
I like the drum, how the drum slows down. What do you call that when the drum goes into, what, a half thing?
It's called what's called a slowdown.
Slowdown.
No, I'm just kidding. Halftime.
Yeah, halftime.
Halftime. Double time. Halftime. Halftime.
Something like
half-time.
That. But when the drum slows down like that, it's a really cool effect in a lot of rock music.
Right.
That one sustaining note right there. It's rare, the only other time I've ever heard that in on a Genesis is Road Rash.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Really.
So I am a fan of that as well.
Yeah. All right.
Can we just hear that drum slow down? We'll fade out on that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool part right there. No, I'm just kidding.
You did it
on
yourself.
I did it on myself, yeah. Okay, so next up, we're going to hear from a game called Monster Maker 3, Hikari no Maju Tsuchi.
And I think that
Tsuchi
translates to Monster Maker 3, Revenge of Columns.
Right, that's right. That's right, exactly. This is a Super Famicom game, and I think this is Falcom again. Falcom, I says.
Right.
Again, I says. That's
again.
What I said.
Again.
This is... Did you say a gimp?
I said a gem.
A gem.
Right.
A gem. That's what I said.
I know. I was just repeating
what
you said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. Then I thought you said a gimp.
No.
So Satoshi... Actually, this is the exact same composers as the EZ5 game. Satoshi Arai, Mieko Ishikawa, Naoki Kaneda, or Masaru Nakajima, and Atsushi Shirakawa. We're going to hear the title screen / opening music. And this is again from Monster Maker 3 for the Super Famicom. Music from Monster Maker 3, Hikari no Maju Tsuchi, for the Super Famicom, composers Satoshi Arai, Mieko Ishikawa, Naoki Kaneda, Masaru Nakajima, and Atsushi Shirakawa. That was the title screen / opening music. I really like that one part where well, I don't know. It's kind of in the middle, you know. It's just, it's so good. I don't know how to describe it. I just have to hear it.
Okay. Hey, I'm always up for that.
Well, first of all, I like this a lot right here. I love that counter melody though. Okay, so this part coming up here is really good right here. Love this. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, I like that. Oh yeah, the violins are nice, yeah.
Let's see, old school Nintendo, NES. My first NES track of the episode.
Okay.
Wizardry, Proving Grounds of a Mad Overlord.
Okay.
This is from composer Kentaro Haneda. Here's a track for you. Adventurer's Inn from Kentaro Haneda, and that's Wizardry, Proving Grounds of a Mad Overlord.
All right.
I like the carnival-esque sound.
Hmm. Kind of the, after people left the carnival, though, sort of like just the stragglers.
You know? Oh, stragglers, yes,
right?
yes,
yeah,
carnival stragglers.
Kind of calmed down. You played from Warsong, otherwise known as Langreaser.
Yes.
Langreaser. And so we're going to hear next from Langreaser 2, which didn't come out in North America.
Yeah.
But if it did, it would probably be called Warsong 2.
Warsong 2.
But this is Langreaser 2, or Langreaser 2. The composer on this track is Noriyuki Iwadare. This is for the Mega Drive. And we're going to hear The Last Battle. And I think you're going to like this track.
Okay.
So here's music from Langreaser 2 for the Mega Drive. We'll be right back. drums. The drums are awesome on that, huh?
That's totally up my alley as well.
Langrisser 2, the last... This is the last battle. It sounded like Langrisser 2, the last battle is the name of the game. Langrisser 2 track is called The Last Battle. This is Noriyuki Iwadare. The drums on this are just great, you know? This is actually the main theme of the game, but it's... Yeah. It's kind of like a more rocked out version of the main theme. Alright, listen for the drums coming up. Really good. Good. The drums are so good on it. Yeah, the drums are the best. Love that. Good track. Good track.
Excellent. The Little Ninja Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're like the new Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
They're the new crop. Ninja Brothers. Composer unknown. Mm-hmm. Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay.
Here we go. Little Ninja Brothers.
Right. Now, this, there was another track you were going to play from this.
Right, and I had not even realized that we had played it on a previous episode.
Yeah, it was one of my tracks on an episode. It's from a game called Super Ninja Boy for the Super Nintendo.
Yes.
And this, they're all part of the same series, so they reused some of the same themes.
Right.
And that track that you'd picked was a track, I think, called China Unified. From Super Ninja Boy.
It was a great track.
Yeah, it's
a great track. I just didn't remember.
Very good, yeah.
But this is my my second choice from this game.
Yeah.
Which I really like as well. It's got another kind of a slow arpeggio situation. Almost sounds like drops.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
I'm going to call that drops.
Yeah, drops. Before you were getting...
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. This is drops.
Drops.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I'm going to go Falcom again.
Again.
I keep on saying Falcom again.
Right.
But I'm going to go Ease 4, Mask of the Sun. Okay?
Okay.
And since we're doing all right on time, we're getting squeezed in a little bit extra music here. I wasn't originally going to play this, but... So, Ease 4, Mask of the Sun, Super Famicom. This is... The composers on this are... Tomohiro Endo, Masanori Hikichi, Yoshiaki Kubotera, Ai Naoyuki, Miyoko Takaoka, and Hiro Tengenji. And we're going to hear the track called Escape with Lilia. music from Ease 4, Mask of the Sun. This is Escape with Lilia. And I love the beginning of this track. It's so good, you know? The way it starts out, and then with that, it's got the synthy sound to it, you know? I'm gonna take it to the beginning again. It's so good.
Nice hi-hat.
I love this. Love that right there. Right there. It's so cool. I like that guitar, the guitar line right there too. Yeah. I really like that synthy bass, and then the drum beat, and the, you know, I love that synth that comes in. This part is so good right here. Love that. So good right there. That part's so good. I love that.
I opened up with Albert Odyssey. I'm going to close with Albert Odyssey 2.
Mm-hmm.
An Albert Odyssey sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Super Famicom, Naoki Kodaka. Here is... decisions. No, I'm going to go with... Blown in a Sea Breeze or Dirge of Grief? Blown in a Sea Breeze or Dirge of Grief? Dirge of Grief.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to close it on a sad note.
Because you're sad that you couldn't, you had too much to pick from.
Oh, yeah. This, yeah.
or something. Or that you couldn't, that you had to leave one out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dirge of grief.
Yeah.
Of Grief, Albert Odyssey 2, and it is a sad affair.
For a full track listing. Yeah, okay, so that's so this is our this was our focus on role playing games, which we, you know, our second time. This is just part one, though. Don't be so sad, Rob.
Okay.
This is just part one.
Okay.
part two we'll do next week, which will be all games that we have played on the podcast before.
Okay.
So this was all kind of new. These are all new games for us. And anyway, for the full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And actually, this is the perfect... This is a good song, actually, to say that this is just part two, because it's almost like the... just before the end of act one in a play, or, you know, in a musical or something.
Yes.
It's that kind of situation.
Okay.
And then you're kind of wondering what's going to happen in part two, you know?
Sure.
But anyway, all right. You can write comments and questions there. You can also write to us on email, legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Or you can, in fact, call us or text us, 281-SONIC-91. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn Radio. Nerdist.com.
And next week... Oh, and if you want to... You want to vote for your favorite tracks and see what comes out on top, you can send an email to legacymusichour@gmail.com with a 123 poll in the subject, and you can list your top three tracks in order of best to worst. Or not worst, but I mean best to third best. And then send that in by Tuesday, the Tuesday at 11:59 p.m.
Yeah. Deadline.
That's the deadline from the date that this episode comes out. So you got about a week. And then we'll post the results on our Facebook page, which you can go. And also, go to iTunes and review the show and rate it.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Okay, and so next week, like I said, is going to be is going to be part two. So games we've heard from, role-playing games again.
Yeah.
All right. That's the first time we've done like a two-parter type of thing, you know? So that's the dramatic arc of what's happening here at the Legacy Music Hour.
Okay.
Okay. So we are going to close with Hyoden Mamonotachi. Mamonotachi. Tono Chikai. All right. Hyoden Mamonotachi Tono Chikai. This is the Wolf Team on this one.
Right.
The composers are Motoaki. Motoi Sakuraba, who's very popular around the Legacy Music Hour these days.
Yes.
Motoi Sakuraba. Shinji Tamura. Ryota Furuya and Hiroya Hatsushiba. This is a Super Famicom game, and we're going to hear Galaxy. And this is definitely, it goes into a very elevatory situation in this track, and I really like that a lot about it. It's real upbeat, you know, to take us out of that sorrowful mood we were in just now.
Yeah.
But taking us upbeat for the promise of our next episode. I don't know. All right. And so that's that. So my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F.
Our engineer is Monica Xiao. And thank you for listening. This is the Legacy Music Hour.